Tes Zayin Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 5th of November, Dayan David Kohn, Shabbos service contracts. This week's tow away has been sponsored by family Silberstein, Leilu Nishmas, David Gershon ben Azriel, Zeche Livrocho.
The choice of this topic is really because these shailas seem to be coming up more and more.
Yes.
And Shabbos was always a day when there was always an issoyon for Shabbos. This was something that in a way was quieting down. But of course the main retail day was Shabbos and still is. But people are now finding themselves in situations where they are taking on cleaning contracts they've got companies of cleaners who go to clean office buildings, apartment buildings. They also have some people taking, they have coach companies, supply of various transport companies, and they land up with Shabbos, but Yontov problems. So just before the 3-day Yontov, where we had a situation where Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so people phone and say, I take schools, non-Jewish schools, I arrange for them to have transport on Thursdays. What do I do? I've got 3 Thursdays. How can I arrange it? Can I arrange it? What do I do with the Thursdays?
What's the problem?
The problem is that his coaches, his drivers are contracted for Thursdays. And Thursday is Yontif, Rosh Hashanah. And then again, 2 weeks later was Sukkos, and then a week later was Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, the question is, how do we cope with Yontov midweek? But also, early Shabbosos and Friday afternoons, and you've got situations in the winter, of course, but you've also got people who have cleaning contracts where they want the cleaning to happen on, particularly on Shabbos, because that's when the office isn't being used, and that's when they want a thorough clean to be done, and people who are, even who are in the cleaning business, who take on contracts, how is this arranged? How do we arrange this? But there's general situations of shutfus which needs to be. So first of all, just start with the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Yisrael ve'ovid kechavim, shekiblu sodeh b'shutfus. And this is normally the question, can I take on a goy as a shutf? That the goy should, he should see to the Shabbos work, the Yontov work, and I'll do the weekday work. So I tell people it's not quite so simple, because this brisa here quoted in Avodah Zorah, Yisrael v'Avi Kovnei Shekib Lusadi B'Shutvus. If you have Yisrael and a goy who have received a field, kiblu doesn't mean they received it as a present. They have invested in a field b'shutfus. Lo yoyma Yisrael over kechavim. The Yisrael can't say to the over kechavim, toilchel kechav b'shabbos. You have your use of the field on Shabbos. V'ani b'chol, I'll do it on a corresponding weekday. V'im hisnu mitchilo. But if that was the setup of the shutfus in the first place, muta, that's perfectly all right. That's what it says. And indeed, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Mem Hei in Hilchos Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch says just that. Shulchan Aruch advises us, if you're going to set up a shutfus with a goy, so then at the beginning of the shutfus, before you've cemented the shutfus, then the thing to do is arrange it such that Shabbos is not your responsibility. So here it is, a Siman Reish Mem Hei Sif Aleph. Yisrael ve'over ein Yehudi sheyesh lem sode oitanu emerchatz ovichayim shlemayim. So here's an extended, a broadened list of various situations. You've either got a field b'shutfus or an oven. So this is now a service that you're providing for the public. The people didn't have their own ovens at home, so they came along in order to bake their ready-made food that now needs to be baked, and they would pay for that. So now they want to come along and bake on Shabbos. You've got this service. You may have once upon a time been the only oven in the village, and therefore this was the provision. You couldn't really refuse. If you took on that service, you would need to oy merchat, similarly with the bathhouse, was the same. Rechaim shalmaim, similarly a water mill. He says, b'shutfus, oish yeshlem shutfus, shutfin b'chanus, in a shop, b'scheira, in a business, im hisnu mitchila, if, when they, right at the beginning, b'shor shabo lishtatif, when they came to set up the shutfus before they actually became shutfim. Sheyir yeschar Shabbos lein Yehudi levadoi, that the schar Shabbos should only be belong to the goy. So the Shabbos earnings are only the goy's. Im ma'at vim harber, irrespective of how much it is. So in other words, realistically, everything that comes into the till on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, that belongs to the goy. Yom echot v'schar yom echot kenegdoi. He says, and he said in the harbor, v'scha yom echot kenegdoi, he says, yom ha-shabbos, and another day, keneged the day of Shabbos, li Yisrael levadoi, so Wednesday, the takings of Wednesday, only belong to the Yisrael. Mutter, that's okay. V'im lo yihisnu batchil, if he didn't, then Shulchanoruch tells you how to proceed from here, but in principle, in short, it's a mess. If you didn't, it is a big problem. What people don't realize that, number one, there are solutions, but it has to, one needs a profound understanding of what's going on, what the issues are, and then how to solve them. The problems are two. There are two problems. There's problem number one is that we may not, and this we know very well, we may not ask a non-Jew to do anything for us that we are not allowed to do on Shabbos. That we know very well from domestic situations. But in the business world, it's the same. I'm not allowed to ask my shutuf or my employee, be him a manager, whatever he is, I mustn't ask him to do anything for me on Shabbos that I couldn't do. So it's no good. That's problem number one. It's no good me saying to him, make sure you're in the office on Saturday. In other words, if you read Shulchan Aruch as it is, you think, fine, very good, I will be there to hold the reins on Wednesday. You can take off every Wednesday or whenever you like. Take off a weekday accumulatively or one day a week. And you be there on Shabbos. That's not what Shulchan Aruch means, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Because I cannot instruct him to be there on Shabbos. So if our business, our joint venture, depends on somebody being there on Shabbos, I cannot say to him, I'm going to be there on Sunday, let's take an example, I'll be there Sunday, you be there Shabbos. Because he's there on Shabbos for both of us.
Being there is not about us.
Oh, yeah, but it depends what he has to do. So if he's running the oven, the tanur, the case of Shulchan Aruch, if he is, the case of the sadeh, the field, you can imagine that it might not be crucial to be there on Shabbos if you can work the other days. So it's easier. But when you're dealing with a service-based business, like an oven, for example, which is an old-fashioned model, but it is what's going on nowadays, where you actually have to be there. There's got to be somebody there. So if you say to the goy, I'm not allowed to work for Shabbos, you be there on Shabbos. I'm asking him to be in the business on Shabbos. That is impossible. That is not what Shulchan Aruch means. And Mishnah Berurah points this out, that there's no way of saying, he says, what you have to say is, you can say, all you can say to him is, you can say the shutfus doesn't belong to me. It's not mine on Shabbos. We'll divide it up that we have 3.5 days each. I'll take 3.5 days which are not on Shabbos. Of those, none of them is Shabbos. And you take Shabbos. So then it's up to him. It's entirely his business. It's not my business on Shabbos. But if it's both of our business, it's a joint venture, and all I say to him is, you be in the shop on Shabbos, and I'll be in the shop on Wednesday, that's no good. He's working for me on Shabbos, and he's looking after our business for both of us on Shabbos. That's a simple amir ul-akum, and that doesn't work. That doesn't work at all. The other problem is, to remember, is a problem of general, there's a problem of schar Shabbos. I mustn't have earnings of my ventures on Shabbos. And therefore, that's the other problem. These are the two issues that one has to watch. So therefore, how can one work it out? How do we manage, if you've got a business that depends on being open on Shabbos? It's a serious problem. How do you manage? The answer is that the only way to, the possible way, the Ramah says, I'll go one stage at a time, the Mechaber says, Heicha shelo hisnu batchilo. If you didn't make the condition in the beginning, you weren't up to speed enough, you didn't realize the halachic issues, you first bought together the shutfus, and then you realize there's a problem. That if the business belongs to me on Shabbos, then it's a problem because I can't be there on Shabbos and he has to be there for me. Says the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, Heicha shelo hisnu batchilo, yesh tikun, there's a way around it. This is a nightmare in today's setup. You have to undo the sale. Sell it to somebody else. It's an absolute no-no because you're going to be dealing with double stamp duty to pay to be able to undo the shutfus, do it up again. Often it's set up as part of a company and you've got to start undoing everything that's been done up. You're talking about huge financial implications over here, and it's something which is really very, very difficult indeed. The Ramah gives another etzer, and the Ramah says the following. He says, V'im yirtze lahaskir, there's also Reish Mem Hei Sif Gimel, V'im yirtze lahaskir le'ein Yehudi chelkoi b'Shabbos. If instead what you do is you say, look, we've set it up as a shutfus, I own half the business on Shabbos as well. It's impossible. I can't ask you to be in the business. And we've got problems because it's a service-based business. Closing the business on Shabbos is a problem. Or even if it's a retail business and the retail business is on Shabbos, huge problem. So says the Ramah, v'im yirtze lahaskir le'ein Yehudi chelkoi, there's a way around it. You could hire out your half of the shop. So you own half the shop, not half like that. You own half the shop because you bought it together. So what you do is you say, fine, I'm not allowed to work on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to own property. And if I own property and I rent out my shop to a goy, and the goy uses the shop on Shabbos, that's not a problem. You'll tell me, but I'm receiving the rent of Shabbos. Schar Shabbos, that, but I'm receiving it b'havlo. I'm receiving that as a monthly rent, and there won't be any reduction, yes Shabbos, no Shabbos, and therefore that's something that's mutter if the Schar Shabbos is being received b'havlo. So if I am a property owner, I can rent out my shop. So I'll say on Shabbos my business is closed, nothing to do with me, I don't have any profits from Shabbos whatsoever, but I will rent out my half of the business to my non-Jewish shutuf, and the business is entirely his on Shabbos. I have nothing to do with it. In practice, and I'm only coming to this because I want to take you to the service business, which is a bit different, but in practice, our Chachomim, Rabbonon, have very much frowned upon this. Where at all possible. Because if it says the business is called Cohn and Smith, yes, so then Cohn and Smith is open on Shabbos business as usual, this is no good. Especially if the owner is really the Yid, and he's just taken his manager in as a shutuf in order to make it work for Shabbos. So even if halachically you manage to get round it, but as far as everyone is concerned, the business is open. As far as the Kinderlich is concerned, your business is open. And there are many, many stories. The whole of the Liverpool Kehillah went completely by the by. They lost the Yiddishkeit completely over the Shabbos issue because the temptation there to keep the business open, and they made some type of a shtar with the goy who was the worker in the shop, and it was a foolish shtick. It wasn't, and in the end of the day was that we saw whole kehillas completely submerging completely disappearing as a result over the Shabbos issue. And therefore, in situations where it's a shop which is known to be yours, unless you have a situation where somebody is coming into Yiddishkeit and somehow we want to be mechazik them, that it shouldn't make the nisoyan too great, then we will use the technical kulas that apply. But in practice, what we've seen, the course of history has shown that where the geshef is open on Shabbos, so then even with all the halachic arrangements to make it, shall we say, with the mechiras chometz of the Shabbos shtoros, so then what happens is that it ends in tears. And therefore, although halachically this is a way round, and this would be a way round, for example, somebody who received such a business by Yerusha, and that was the situation where the parents weren't as from as the children, and the shop was open on Shabbos and there was an immediate problem of how to solve it, or a situation where the people concerned are becoming frumer, in which case you could use this eitzah. It is a good eitzah to rent out. So I say that my portion, my part in the business, I rent it out to the non-Jew, and all I'm receiving on Shabbos is rent, making sure, of course, that the rent that I receive is b'havlah. So I've got no problem with schar Shabbos. That is an eitzah. It's a much neater eitzah, far, far easier than dismantling the shutfus, undoing the sale, and starting the whole thing again. That is an impossible nightmare. And therefore, this ramah is a very, very useful eitzah. If somebody is in this situation, this is the way to do it. However, I will warn, and this is, we'll get back to the modern day situation in a moment, but what the ramah doesn't talk about is a situation where you have employees. So the mechaber and the ramah are talking about two simple people, one's a yid, one's a goy, they're working together all week, and it comes to Shabbos, how do you organize it? So the two options, either they're shutfin and the Shabbos is not upon the yid at all, or you have a situation where they're working together, but the yid rents out. For example, if you're in the retail business, so Shabbos, the Saturday, is worth a fortune. So therefore, to hand over on a golden platter, to hand a shop all organized, ready, with stock, we're all beautifully displayed in the window, and to say, all the profits of Shabbos are yours, so that is a significant asset. That asset can be let out to somebody who wants to run it for all the Shabbosos and Friday afternoons in the winter and the Yomim Tovim, that should be something that is worth paying rent for. And you'll work it out so that there's some profit left, for obviously, for the goy, but it will certainly be something where there'll be some way of organizing it. The trouble is the employees. Right. Who's paying the employees? If you're paying the employees because it's your company or you're a shutif, you're paying half the wages, you can't pay, you can't instruct your employees to work on Shabbos, in which case you would need to set up a separate arrangement with the employees that in their contract it says that they are not employed on Shabbos by you, but there would have to be a separate arrangement that they are employed by the goy. By the way, really important to mention is the following. If somebody has a shutfus for the goy, and the arrangement that he has with the goy is that we both have to be in the business 6 days a week. Right. We've got to be there. On Shabbos, nobody has to be there. You don't have to be there at all. You say to your shutfus, Mr. Goy, you do not have to be there at all. No obligations whatsoever. If you want to come in because it helps your part of the business, it suits you. You want to do it because it's in your interest. That's up to you. Nobody obligates you to come in on Shabbos, on Friday afternoons, on Yom Tov. If the goy then decides of his own accord that he comes in genuinely because he wants to be mashpiach, his own chelik, then that's okay. And in fact, that is the way to set up a shutvus in the case of a field and all these things, is that you say, look, I'm happy for it to be unworked. I'm happy for the, whatever it is, the business, to be closed on Shabbos. If you want to come in and you want to do this for your own chelek, Gesundheit, that's up to you. We still got the problem that the business, if it's really your business, and it looks like your business, so in practice, he's running your business, and there's no, it doesn't work with Rabboni Shalom, nod, nod, wink, wink, and say no more. If it's not the truth, if it's not the real way it is, it doesn't work. So therefore, in practice, physical businesses that are open, that physical businesses that are known to belong to Yidden and really do belong to Yidden, therefore the arrangement of having it open on Shabbos with the goy and letting it out and whatever it is, that in practice we don't go along for. That isn't the way to run it. However, those people who have services, cleaning services and the like, where there is an arrangement, there is a necessity to be able to have cleaning done specifically for clients on Shabbos. What I say to people is the following. You need to have a non-Jewish friend or I'll say almost competitor, but you don't want somebody who's really competitor because they'll take away your business. But you want to have an arrangement such that on Shabbos you say to your clients, we do not undertake any cleaning on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, or again, Friday afternoons in the winter. That we don't take on at all. What we're prepared to do is that we have somebody else who's prepared to take this on. And that is completely there. I'm happy to refer you over there, but it's got nothing to do with me whatsoever. This isn't my undertaking. This is not my undertaking. I have no achrayus for this whatsoever. We do not do cleaning on Saturday. If you want us to do it on Sunday, if you can get them to agree to it on Sunday, so then, far better, take it on Sunday, and then it's your arrangement, and it stays within your confines. If not, the only solution is to have a non-Jew who will take it on himself, and then your arrangement with a non-Jew takes it on himself is that he pays an agency fee. An agency fee to pay is perfectly all right. So what you do is, you refer, you are a shadchan. You put together somebody who needs cleaning on Shabbos, and you have a goy who's happy to do the cleaning on Shabbos. But he is working for himself, genuinely, on a Shabbos. You make it clear to the clients that this is outside of my company's undertaking. And what happens is that I have this person who will do it. If you should like, I refer you to him, and or you give over the name to the non-Jew, and the non-Jew makes contact with him, and then the non-Jew will pay you an agency fee. You're perfectly entitled, as a result of finding the client and being able to, you're certainly entitled to that. If you make that arrangement, where the condition is, number one, it's absolutely clear to the client that this is, you have no responsibility for this whatsoever. Number two, very important, the goy who's going to do the cleaning instead is not in any way obligated to you to do this. You are offering him work in such a case, and then you're not taking a cut in the wage that he receives, but instead you're merely charging as an agent to have been able to find him work. In that case, that is mutter if you have those three conditions. So number one, you've got no achrayus whatsoever for the work that's being done. Nobody can come back to you and complain, why wasn't it done? Why was it done like this? Why were the damages done as a result, or whatever it was? Number two, it's got to be that the goy who's undertaking the work instead has no obligation to do so. It's only if he wants to do it. You'd have no tainas on him if he doesn't take. You can't say to him, listen, I'm losing my client for the weekday because you're not taking him on Shabbos. That you can't do either, because then the goy is your shliach to do the cleaning for you. And number three, the schar that you get is not a cut of what he takes in his earnings, but is an agency fee for making the two. Again, you need the legals to be able to make sure that he doesn't steal your clients. Yes. And that is done, it's very common in agency agreements, but in this way you can offer an option to your clients for it to be done elsewhere, and you can keep your arrangements for Shabbos or for Yontif, and you've got to make sure in that way you can manage to do this. But it's very common, many people have come to me to say that they have these arrangements with managing agents of buildings, and they look for cleaning, they look for those who clean, and therefore the managing agents will often want it done on Shabbos, in a case of whether it's flats or whether it's offices, whatever it is, and that's the way to arrangements. Similarly, with coaches, and especially, so in this case, if the coach belongs to me, and it's my driver, or driver who's employed by me, of course, I cannot possibly supply that, not on a Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, or Friday afternoons. The only way to do that, and to be able to keep the client, is to have an arrangement, and this way, it's an external arrangement, it has nothing to do with you, you just have an arrangement with him, with the guy, that he, you will offer him the work that you can't do, he doesn't have to take it, but you will offer it to him, and hopefully in return, he will offer you work that he can't do, because he is away, or it's inconvenient for him, and in that there'll be this loose arrangement, and in this case we don't violate any of the dinim of Schar Shabbos, or of Shlichus of Shabbos of Duit. I'll just finish off just with a short little Dvar Torah, just came just from Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu chased and fought the four kings, who conquered the five kings, so, and Sodom, of course, was one of the kings, so therefore Melech Sodom said to Avraham Avinu, Ten li anefesh for chush kach loch. And Avraham Avinu answered, surprisingly really, Imichut v'atzroich na'al v'im ekach mikol ha-sheloch. He didn't want to take anything at all. Why didn't he want to take it? There are many mephoshim explain, but I saw something just on Thursday, and I thought this is particularly apt for this. Chasam Sefer is a brilliant vort. It says in the Pasuk, when did this milchoma take place? This milchoma took place on... Yes, Leil Seder. It's a Vayicholik Aleim Lailo. And therefore the Nais and Vayigov Adon, but half the night was kept for Seder night, and half Seder night was kept for Losid Lovoi, and therefore it was Doch Seder night. So it says the Chasam Sefer, Avraham Avinu was Mutter for him to just fight, wage war, fight a battle on Seder night, because it was Pikulach Nefesh for Loit. But Schar Yom Tov was also for him to take. So he wasn't allowed to take it. And therefore he said, Im yichut batzroich na'al, but therefore he couldn't take any of the spoil, because that he understood it as being Schar, the Schar of waging the war.
Sorry?